I'm David Berg. Turkey has begun a long-planned military operation in northeastern Syria to take out Kurdish forces, branded by Ankara as terrorists, but viewed by much of the West as key partners in the fight against Islamic State. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda has more.
Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan says his military is creating a safe zone clear of the Kurds, a place for refugees who fled Syria to resettle in. Also a buffer between Turkey and Kurdish fighters they consider terrorists. The Kurds are decrying the decision for U.S. troops to leave the area as a stab in the back after years spearheading Washington's efforts in Syria. And the SDF is now making overtures toward Moscow and the Syrian government in Damascus as the U.S. withdraws, a new chapter in the complicated tangle of alliances in this eight-year conflict.
Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Both Democratic and Republican lawmakers in the United States have strongly criticized the U.S. pullout that paved the way for the Turkish operation. In an interview with Fox and Friends, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the United States should have stayed in northeastern Syria instead of putting the Syrian Kurds in danger.
It would be hard to protect America without allies over there. And the Kurds have been good allies. And when Turkey goes into Syria, they're not going in to fight ISIS. They're going in to kill the Kurds because in their eyes, they're more of a threat to Turkey than ISIS.
European Union Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker told lawmakers the EU may stop helping Turkey if attacks against Kurdish Syrian areas go on. President Donald Trump said in a statement Wednesday, quote, "I made it clear that I did not want to fight these endless, senseless wars, especially those that don't benefit the United States." For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said Wednesday for the first time that President Donald Trump must be impeached for abusing the powers of his office to help win his own re-election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Biden's been at the center of the latest controversy, where the president asked Ukraine's leader to do him a favor and investigate the former vice president and his son.
He's shooting holes in the Constitution.
By asking foreign powers to interfere in the 2020 race.
He's already convicted himself. In full view of the world and the American people.
The president responded within 15 minutes, tweeting, "It's pathetic to see Biden calling for impeachment," adding, "Joe's failing campaign gave him no other choice." Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Two people were killed in shootings at a synagogue and a restaurant in Halle, Germany, Wednesday. As Reuters' Emily Wither reports, federal prosecutors have taken control of the investigation, which occurred on Yom Kippur, the highest holy day in Judaism.
The shooting happened in the eastern German city of Halle. According to German media, a hand grenade was also thrown into a Jewish cemetery and shots fired into a kebab bistro. Police say they are looking for suspects who fled the scene and are asking citizens to remain in their homes. A second shooting incident was reported in nearby Landsberg. The attack happened on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year in Judaism, when Jews fast for more than 24 hours seeking atonement.
Emily Wither of Reuters. Three scientists have won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry for their invention of rechargeable lithium-ion batteries. Reuters' Gracie Jerome has details.
The men behind the lithium-ion batteries we use in everything from phones to cars to pacemakers have won a Nobel Prize for their work.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has today decided to award the 2019 Nobel Prize in Chemistry jointly to John B. Goodenough, M. Stanley Whittingham, and Akira Yoshino.
Their rechargeable battery laid the foundation of wireless electronics like mobile phones and laptops. It's also used in electric cars and for storing energy from renewable sources.
That's Gracie Jerome of Reuters. The United Nations said Wednesday that recent U.S. airstrikes on alleged drug processing facilities in Afghanistan that killed more than 30 civilians, including children, were not lawful. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan said the casualties occurred last May. The U.S. military swiftly disputed the charges, questioning the methods and credibility of sources used in the report. I'm David Byrd, VOA News. VOA.